We are now asking all employees to not flush the toilets until they've been used three times.
Oh, God.
How do you know? Is there a counter?
Well, it's how many coilers there are in the bottom there.
Three different colors. Three different colors, Mike.
Oh, there you go. Jeez.
That looks like 2.5.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. We got two coils in a soup can.
Whoa. Episode title. Welcome to Nerd Burger, a weekly podcast about stuff that I thought about in the shower again today and forgot.
Didn't write anything down?
No. Oops. Yeah, I'm Mike.
I'm Craig.
And here we are at episode 55. Woohoo!
I can't drive.
I was going to get that queued up. It's funny that you did that. And then I was thinking around on my phone just then?
Sure.
I was looking it up on YouTube and I thought, nah.
I don't know if you can even find that version of it on YouTube because he re-recorded it years later, Sammy Hagar, when speed limits around the country tended to go higher and higher on the freeways, and he re-recorded it as I Can't Drive 65.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I suppose both of them are probably out there somewhere. Hmm.
So how's it going, Craig?
I'm good. I spent my birthday weekend at a convention.
Yeah, are you going to talk about that?
We can a little. Play tested my game a few times, played a bunch of games, hung around, talked nerdy stuff.
Tell us all about it. It was a good time. Secrets Con.
It was fun. It was their first convention. It did well. They got probably a couple hundred people. I'm not sure exactly what the count was, but
where
it was busy.
Where was that at?
The Marriott Perimeter Center.
Is that the same place that
AndoCon will be at?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. It's con friendly.
Yes, it is. They were a little bumpy getting started because the hotel booked another convention right up till like the hour that SecretsCon was supposed to start. Jeez. So they had to change around the rooms and, you know, switch tables and stuff in and out.
The valets were pretty busy out front.
Friday
bellhops.
Yeah. Friday evening was a little bumpy, but
staff.
Saturday and Sunday was smooth.
Yeah.
All good.
Cool.
I played a really cool game called Sushi Go. Unfortunately, you can't find it anywhere.
Why?
Because it was like a Kickstarter. Yeah. It was a Kickstartered game.
Yeah.
And so there's not a lot of copies of it out there, but maybe they'll make it sometime. It's got really cute pictures of sushi with smiley faces on it. Aww. It's a card game. It's all about collecting sushi for points. It's ridiculous. Anyway, let's talk to a guest.
Hey, guest.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Tim? Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, old guy's here.
You're getting old.
You sound a lot older than you did 6 months ago.
Are you in a spiral? Are we going to lose you? Please don't say that. You're fine. You're just he's affecting a voice.
What the hell is he talking
about?
He's sitting here with a shirt on that says, "My hovercraft is full of eels."
Yeah, you don't know what that's from?
I don't have the foggiest.
Sure you do.
It's a Monty Python quote.
Is it really?
Yeah, from a very obscure episode.
You used to watch that.
Oh, God, yes.
All the time.
There's a Belgian tourist, and he's trying to talk, and he's got a Belgian to English dictionary, and he's looking through the words, and everything he says is nonsense. That's one of the things he says. My hovercraft is full of eels. And the other guy's just kind of looking at him.
He's Belgian?
I believe so.
It's
been a long time.
I like their waffles.
Yes. And their hovercrafts.
And their eels.
Yes.
They gave us Poirot.
Is that a fact?
Mm-hmm. He was Belgian.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, he was. I don't have anything else to add to that. Very good. See, that's fun, though, actually, because Tim admitted earlier that he doesn't listen to a lot of episodes, so you don't know that there was a bell here.
Yeah, the bell is new for you.
So we got to see the look of joy on Tim's face when the bell was rung. He was like, oh, look at that.
This has got me fascinated.
The IMT pain microphone.
What does it do?
It layers, like, effects and things on your voice.
Makes you sound like a real professional rapper.
Yeah, right.
Okay, put that in the trunk of your car until we're done here today.
Okay, well, how about we put some more stuff on the table?
Okay.
I'm spiffing the studio some more.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Talk amongst yourselves. I have to get things out of the gift bag.
The gift bag?
Literally, I have a bag of gifts. Ooh. Mike, you knew about these already because I showed you a photo, but I'm going to give you some so that you can hand them out to your friends.
Oh, okay.
Here's one for you.
Business cards with the old logo.
Yes, and I thought about that, and what they are is they are now collectibles.
Yes, they're retro.
They are retro first season collectible. It's a Nerdburger business card with the website and the burger and the old logo.
There's no phone number on it.
Right.
Right. We don't want anybody calling us. Ooh. Are you kidding me?
Certainly there's no address
there's
either.
There's no address.
Yeah. It's on purpose.
Tim, would you like to transfer your coffee?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You had a mug made.
I had three mugs made.
Oh, my gosh.
A Nerdburger mug.
Who gets the third mug?
Thanks, Craig.
Well, this is for the studio. You don't get to take that home with you. Oh. One for Mike.
Wow. Is this Vistaprint?
Or yes. Vistaprint for all your printing needs.
Vistaprint if you'd like to sponsor the podcast.
And one for Craig.
Wow, these are all retro. That's nice.
Well, when I made these things, you hadn't put the new logos up yet. Right, but it was like a matter of days.
Yeah,
like
I
ordered this thing and
is this Vistaprint?
Yes, that's the cards from Vistaprint as well. I ordered the stuff, the cards and the mugs.
And then 2 days later, like I was day, like, hey, Craig, look at our new logo. And you were like, oh, crap.
No, my mind immediately said, no, this will be the retro collectible first year stuff. So there's one for each of us.
Is this the 10 bucks for 250?
Yes.
He's familiar with the Vistaprint.
Apparently, yes. That is the deal.
You designed the whole thing.
Well, the burger we put together and took photos of, and then the Nerd Burger words he did on the original logo. The logo has changed now. It's that
what
over there.
Send him a PDF. And
where did you get that? Did you just snag copied, it off
just,
the website?
I just copied the image off the screen. It's a high-res image.
Yeah, it is.
Fine.
Can you go on their website and design your card and just hit a button?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that with the bar, the gray bar across the bottom with the little peak. That's from a template. I just picked something that was quick. Yeah, I mean, they've got a billion designs, and you can do the front and the back. And
although we didn't do the back.
No, I didn't do anything on the back for this. I kept it simple.
We didn't do the back.
No, we didn't. He had to check.
I just assumed you didn't do the back.
Well, I kept it so that, you know, you can write stuff on the back. And to be honest, I just wanted to be able to advertise the show. I didn't need to put a lot of other information on there.
As far as the listeners are concerned, you're just talking a bunch of smack, but...
That sounded like a
sack
fart.
Sack of cards.
It did sound like a...
That's a fart.
Sounded like it. Yeah.
What's that?
Stop looking.
Oh, it's got a plug.
I got to plug it in.
How much money did you spend?
Some. Now.
Dozens of dollars?
It's not quite the red that was advertised on the website.
Yeah.
It's a little more...
Pink?
It's a little more pinkish.
Okay.
Are you okay with that? Do you mind pink?
Am I okay with the pink?
Jeez. Are you secure enough in your masculinity that...
I've been really trying, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Thunder stolen.
Okay, go ahead. Ooh.
Describe it.
Wow. It's a lighted sign. And it says recording.
And it has a microphone.
It has an old-timey microphone on it. Yeah, so it's very pink. It'll go nice with the lavender walls.
Is that LED?
I guess.
Where'd you get that?
On the interwebs.
Okay. We don't want to pimp whoever we gave money to.
I don't remember the name of the company. It came from Hong Kong.
So it was quite expensive, was it?
No, not terribly.
Yeah, that was sarcasm. Yeah.
Don't you want to put that on the outside of the door?
No, it's for us in here.
Oh.
It's to for us to enjoy and look at.
Well, it woke Danny up.
So there's that. I'm done.
Wow, thanks, Craig.
You're welcome. That's
look
that's
that
it.
Great
no more
stuff.
No more spiffing for
look
a year.
How cluttered everything is now.
Well, clean up your corner over there.
Oh, jeez. I think the microphones picked that up. That was not from the app.
All right.
That was from the app.
I'm going home.
Bye, Craig.
They don't care because they got their gifts now.
Speaking of gifts.
Ooh, what kind of gifts do you have?
We finally got our As Seen on TV Christmas presents. Now, every year.
Wait, he starts laughing. What? This is serious.
No, I just love As Seen on TV as a descriptor.
Well, that's what they get every year.
Every year, he buys a...
Something
me,
off
me
of television.
And my sister, who was our guest two episodes ago.
Two episodes ago?
Yeah.
Wasn't she here last week?
She was here two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Now, this is the Potato Express. It's a bag that you put a potato in, and you cook it in your microwave, and it cooks very, very quickly, apparently.
You can cook up to 4 potatoes in that
bag. Oh, my gosh. It is. It's sizable. It's
yep.
Maybe, I don't know. 8x6.
You get 4, or you get 2 of them big suckers in there.
Mm-hmm. And it also comes with some kind of vegetable.
That's a chopper.
Chopper? It's got 5 what look to be very sharp wheels.
Knifey wheels.
And so I guess you just roll that back and forth across whatever you want to chop up into tiny pieces.
It's for chopping up them vegetables in little pieces.
Well, it's for chopping up the it's for chopping up the bacon and the chives and the cheese and whatever else you put on your baked potato.
There you go.
And speaking of bacon.
Oh, look, the bacon bag thing has or the potato bag.
Bacon bag.
Ooh. I brought more gifts.
I think you just came up with a new idea.
No, potato bag has many good reviews. So
it works.
You should enjoy it.
Oh, good. Also, I received the perfect bacon bowl.
Two molds.
It's two molds that make bowls out of bacon.
Good Lord.
Everything tastes better in a bacon bowl.
Even a potato made in a potato bag?
Well,
right?
Yeah, why not?
Potatoes are kind of the other end of the spectrum from bacon.
You bake the potato and then you mash it up. And you put it in the bacon bowl with some gravy.
Yeah, you got to add some. Yeah, that would be. Yeah, that would be good.
Now,
and then you get last rites.
It can also make bread bowls.
Oh sure, well that's okay. So it's versatile.
Yeah,
here, it can make bowls,
and they're not huge either. So,
oh okay,
they're like maybe 4 inches across.
This is like a ice cream cup.
And that's one of the uses that they have.
Ice cream, put dessert in your bacon bowl.
They've got a sundae in a bacon bowl, which is right up my alley.
I should be in marketing and advertising.
Oh,
yeah. My mind immediately went there. What could we use this for?
Well, you can use it for dessert. You can make a salad that it consists of lettuce, tomato, and something that looks like mayonnaise. So you get a BLT salad bowl. Mac and cheese and bacon.
Okay, oh, that's good.
And then you can just put a burger on it.
So you don't have to do anything with that
now,
pesky bun.
If you're really creative, you'll buy the stuffed burger maker thing that is also an As Seen on TV, which you need to get us next year.
Next Christmas?
You can make a stuffed burger that's stuffed with bacon. And then put the stuffed bacon burger in a bacon bowl.
And better yet, you can make two bacon bowls.
Right.
Stay with me.
Okay.
You put the stuffed burger with the bacon in it into the bacon bowl, and you put the other bacon bowl on top of it, and you serve it like that to whoever you're making the meal for. And it's bacon surprise.
Because
you won't know what it is until you open the top.
This man is over the top. This man is over the top.
I am on fire.
Let me borrow your pen there.
And then and then you eat half a bottle of Bayer.
Bear
and call 911
because you're gonna have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call that burger?
Oh, he's making burger. A note. Okay, the burger thing.
Well, the thing that you just invented.
Stuffed burger. No.
I don't know. As Seen on TV.
You know, it's interesting. This stuff is as seen on TV, but you know where I buy it?
On the internet.
Either Walgreens or Kmart.
Oh, okay. That's true. You do see that stuff all over the place.
And I saved the shipping charges.
It's always got the little right there.
Here we go.
The red as seen on TV square.
It is called Stuffs, STUFZ, Stuffed Burger Maker. Make stuffed burgers like a pro.
The Z at the end makes it fun.
Mm-hmm. There
you go. Makes it zany. Z for zany.
I haven't seen that at Kmart.
Walgreens.
Or Walgreens, yeah. But
I love that Walgreens has an as seen on TV section.
They have a huge section.
Because, you know, when you go to Walgreens, those are the absolute essentials. Because they're open 24 hours, and it's where you get your vital medications and things. So, right. Of course, of all, you know, and they've got the automobile section with all the stuff for your car. Your
eyeglasses repair kit.
Right.
Oh, my eyeglasses fell apart. I had to go there for an eyeglasses repair kit one day when my eyeglasses fell apart while I was driving.
Ooh, fun.
One of the lenses popped out because the little screw on the side that holds the frame together went boom, and the eyeglass went just so you fell on my lap.
You had to close one eye
on the freeway
and drive in 2D
on the freeway.
Hey,
much harder than it sounds.
Yeah, don't make fun of that. I've been there.
That sucked. I went direct. I didn't even go home. I went directly to Walgreens and bought an eyeglasses repair kit.
Do not go home.
Had a heck of a time.
Do not collect $200.
Go
directly to Walgreens.
You get out of the car like this. You get out of the car like this.
It wasn't quite that bad, but I had a hard time finding the eyeglasses repair kit because I'm nearsighted.
And they're only about that big.
And they're really little.
Yeah.
So I'm looking up and down aisles trying to figure out where the thing is, and there's only one, you know, like one little row of them.
Mm-hmm. Like a needle in a haystack.
I felt like an idiot. I finally had to ask somebody.
You know it's bad when a male has to ask for directions.
Yeah, within the Walgreens.
Yeah, anywhere really.
That's critical medical condition though. That's what I like about this stuff is you see it on TV at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, available only on TV.
Right? Yeah,
right.
And you get in the car and go right to Walgreens, and there it is.
Go over onto your computer and order it from Amazon.
Yeah,
and there it is.
The best part is if you call now, you get an extra one. Right. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You know when this is airing?
Yeah.
pay only a second shipping and handling charge of $17.50.
Yeah.
Well, I looked up the potato bag online, and the first entry was Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon.
Yeah, there's the Potato Express. Sliding kitchen caddy.
Oh, good.
New wave oven with extender. Oh, $140. Good God, what's that?
Screw that.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't? Oh, look, she's tired from work. She's trying to... That's actually the correct way to defrost something, is by running it under cold water in the sink. You don't use warm water. You don't let it sit in warm water. You actually have running cold water on it.
You heard it here.
No, that's from Good Eats.
Okay.
Science in the kitchen.
We don't get that anymore.
They stopped making it.
No, Good Eats.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh. Hello?
You're almost like my dad, who is the master of the non sequitur. He'll change the subject out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He's great at that. Well, I think it's because he gets tired of the old subject. He just suddenly segues into something else.
That's not,
and it works a lot of the time.
Yeah.
That's not a segue. That's a hard right, you know, wear the tires out turn.
So what should we talk about next?
I have an age-related item.
Okay.
do we need a theme song for complaining about our old people ailments and things?
No, I'm not complaining. This is just a...
We do.
Perspective.
Let me set you straight. Okay. It's just your
all right,
theme
what do you,
song.
What do you got?
We listened to, it wasn't really a book. Well, I guess it was. David Sedaris.
Oh, yeah.
A comedian.
Audiobook?
Audiobook.
On your way down here?
Yeah. And he made reference
which one?
To when he's, huh?
Which book?
I don't even remember.
Something about in flames and flaming.
Yeah.
Up in flames.
It was
when you're, oh, what is it called? When
I'm not
you're
making a gay are, joke.
When
either.
You're something
that's
you're
actually
engulfed
what
in
it's
flames.
Called. Engulfed in flames. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It was pretty good. I mean, it was
not a gay joke. That's actually the title of the book.
But he makes reference to when he's when he's something about when he's 68 and hanging on to life by a thread.
How old are you?
And I looked at, I'm 68.
Yeah.
I looked at the radio and went, F you, pal, hanging on by a thread.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was born in 56.
He does. He's done a lot of drugs, though. He probably will be hanging on by a thread when he's 68.
So he's not terribly far from 68.
No. That's a timely news item. You know who will be 68 next year when he's getting ready to finish up his retirement that he just announced?
He's going
to
hang it up, Mr. Letterman.
Letterman, yeah. How about that?
No, he's not sick. He's
he'll be 68 next
Are
spring.
Are you sure?
He's 67 next a week from today. Yeah.
I thought he was 62-ish.
No, he's 2 years younger than you.
Yes, it's called When You Are Engulfed in Flames.
When You Are Engulfed.
2008.
He's 2 years younger.
I own a bunch of them, and I always forget the titles.
We always, every time we go on a road trip, we buy another one of his audiobooks.
They're great.
Yeah. Excellent. Allison's read them all. But...
David Sedaris, we love your writing. We love you. We think you're wonderful. Keep making books. Don't die.
Craig loves you, so remember that if, you know, you and Hugh ever break up.
Hugh,
his partner, his guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
He had some good stuff. We listened to 9 hours,
mm-hmm.
which was a bit long. Out of that 9 hours, I would say I yucked it maybe 20 minutes worth.
You guffawed outright.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that affect your driving?
No, it was okay. When I guffaw, I don't...
Didn't
you don't convulse and lose control of your bowels or anything.
Accidentally hit the left turn signal and leave it on for 20 miles.
I leave it on all the time anyway. And I never drive over 23 and a half miles an hour. Whether I'm on the interstate or backing out of the driveway.
Perfect.
And I have a very large economy size box of Kleenex on the rear panel of the rear window panel. I don't know what that's all about. What do they do? Stop the car and get out and climb in the back seat when they got
I don't get that either.
When they got a load of snot or in their nose or
The collections of hats.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say large economy sized van.
Oh,
because
gone.
Yeah.
It died.
Sad story.
My van died, Craig.
The big white Ford Econo van.
As my 17-year-old granddaughter used to call it, the stalker van.
It had windows, though.
Grandpa, can I have a ride to school? Is Grandma's car there? I don't want to ride in the stalker van.
It would have been a stalker van if it didn't have any windows, but it's windows. It was windows all the way around, right?
Blacked out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's why it was a stalker van.
See, that's worse than having no windows.
Well, the worst is...
There were windows, but you blacked them out.
The 70s style van with, like, the A-team stripe on it and the one round window in the back. That's like a rape van.
Okay. Let's do some... You got news?
Sure.
Now that we're 25 minutes into the show.
Just about, yeah.
All right, let's keep this moving.
Okay.
American Horror Story. Freak Show.
Is that what it's called?
It's called Freak Show.
Awesome.
You know, a bunch of returning cast. Some people aren't...
Jessica Lange's coming back, but in a supporting role this time.
Is that it?
I believe.
One more season. Sarah Paulson's back. Kathy Bates.
Ooh, Kathy Bates.
Mm-hmm. What's his name? David Chiklis is going to be in it this year.
Oh, okay. Bald guy.
Yeah, big bald dude.
The Thing.
David Chiklis, yes.
Yeah. The Shield.
Yes,
yeah.
That guy.
So now he's the Freak?
The Thing.
I don't know. It might be the ringleader. He'd be a perfect ringleader, don't you think?
Fantastic Four, is that?
Don't you think he'd be a good ringleader with a big top hat on?
I guess.
For the carnival?
Who are you about?
My dad doesn't know what The Thing is.
Yeah. The Thing.
Well,
the big orange superhero.
No, not that The Thing.
No, not the horror movie.
This guy.
Oh. I don't have no idea what he is.
He's made out of rocks.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's my news.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. Runpee.com tells you when to go to the bathroom during a movie.
It tells you when the boring parts of the movie are.
Dan Florio refers to himself as a CPO, which stands for Chief Pee Officer.
Oh, good Lord.
CPO, I like that.
The idea was to compile a list of the two or three best times to get up and pee in every movie ever. During the remake of King Kong back in 2005, It's 3 hours long, and I didn't run pee, but boy, did I wish I had by the end of the movie. 1 week later, Florio purchased runpee.com, a domain name he deemed sterile enough for users of all ages. He since added a professional movie critic to the payroll, launched an app for iPhone and Android, and he says relieved around 250,000 users. Because deciding when to pee during movie, we can't pause, gives us all anxiety.
Oh, and then we have a condition and need medication.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you held it in during a movie?
I don't know. We don't.
The last time it like really messed you up.
Movies anymore?
That's true.
Haven't. We even skipped Hobbit 2 because we just couldn't drag our asses up off the couch
to go sit in the theater. To go sit for 3 hours.
That's pathetic.
In a movie theater that's a mile away.
That's just pathetic.
Mm-hmm. It's
just
yeah.
Mike's dad, everybody.
I'm 68. I don't hold it.
In other news, following up on something we've reported on before.
Okay.
This past Thursday, not last Thursday, but the week before, was the first day of Breakfast at Taco Bell, featuring the waffle taco.
How many? Okay.
I haven't been yet.
Oh.
I went.
I've seen photos.
Last Saturday, I went at lunchtime, hoping that they served breakfast all day long, but alas, they stop at 11.
I've seen, now that I think about it, I've seen a couple of photos of people who took a photo of what they got for their waffle taco, Taco Bell breakfast taco, and put it up next to what they, you know, what the
marketing
ad shows
photo.
It.
Yeah.
And it looks like a hot mess. I mean, it's just, it looks like somebody took the thing that was in that marketing photo, wrung it out, and then dropped it onto the plate from like 10 feet above. It just kind of splattered all over the place. Yeah,
and then stepped on it.
Soaked it in water for 30 minutes.
Ooh, what's that middle photo at the top? That's my kind of food.
Yeah, that's some kind of donut.
Yeah.
Nothing. Oh, yeah. There's your marketing photo. There's your actual taco, waffle taco.
It looks like a zombie version of the actual marketing thing. It's pale, kind of marked, pockmarked up a little.
God.
Okay, you got to post those two photos side by side so people know what I'm talking about here.
I'm making zombie noises.
I got you. Okay. Can we clip those and post those
sure.
two photos side mm-hmm. by side?
Yep.
Because it does. It's kind of...
Here. I'm adding it to the bookmarks for this episode.
Nice.
You know who's classic at that? Red Lobster.
Making something look like a zombie?
No. Yeah. Their food.
In real life.
Oh, sure.
After having made it look like something you'd want to eat.
Right, because they paint the lobsters to
look
really red.
They look beautiful on TV, and you go in the store,
then
and you order that.
They spritz them with water so they're glistening.
It doesn't look anything like that.
That's everywhere. That's everybody.
No, well, see, what happens is you get the lobster, and it looks like exactly what it is, a giant underwater cockroach.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make no mistakes. That's what that thing is.
A very, very tasty giant underwater cockroach.
Garlic and butter smothered giant underwater cockroach. Do you have any other news? I have an editorial.
That looks like an autopsy. It does, that thing. Look at, oh my God.
Call back to Lori's episode.
Okay.
I do have lots of other news.
Okay.
Well, another. Lori, what?
Let's go.
Lori's.
Your daughter.
Autopsies have no color, though.
No. They look like dried out 3-day old turkey.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I told you that.
I know.
It's really not.
So remember all the cat attacks that happened? Josh got attacked by his roommate's cat.
This is like
then,
the fourth story on cat.
Then the cat attacked the family in Portland, right. And now Jackson Galaxy is filming an episode with them to try to fix their cat. You watch Jackson Galaxy.
Yeah,
you know who he is.
Yeah. You know what he's going to end up doing? He's going to end up beating the crap out of the owners.
Yeah.
Literally. He's going to just.
He's going to blame it all on them.
He's going to stand up. He's going to pull out a baseball bat out of his guitar. Case, and he's going to beat the crap out
of
the owners.
I'd be more impressed if he pulled out a guitar and beat them to death with the guitar. That would be funny.
Like Jackson Galaxy.
John Belushi style.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so now when your cat attacks you and bites you, it'll infect you with TB.
Oh, wonderful.
In the first ever recorded cat-to-human transmission, two people in England have contracted tuberculosis from pet cats thought to have ventured to do badger sets.
Badger what?
Sets. We have now learned what a badger home is called.
Oh.
A set. All of us from Wisconsin, the Badger State.
All right.
All three of us did not know that that was what. Maybe that's what they call them in England.
Hit the bell again. Who cares?
Moving along.
I'm still looking at the autopsy.
Okay,
picture.
Turn this photo off. We need Tim on point here. Okay. Got stuff to talk about.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You want to hear about another condition?
I'll never go near Taco Bell again.
Smartphone overuse may damage eyes, say opticians. That was dick fingers. Opticians say people are so addicted to smartphones, they may be increasing their risk of eye damage. They are warning overuse from phones and other devices like computers, tablets, and flat-screen TVs can lead to long-term damage.
Of what?
Of the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Tests have found that overexposure to blue-violet light...
Want to clip and start over at tests?
No!
I'm sorry. The pollen counts 2,703.
Yeah. Down from 5,200 yesterday.
Look, it's
everything's yellow.
Look, it's no, I got a little green in there too.
Craig.
You told me that I could request cuts of things. You lied.
Cuts of things?
Yes.
What do you mean?
If we put a pause in, that you would go back and trim something out.
Oh, okay.
And I just requested a cut and you said, "No, it's funny cuz my dad is blowing his nose."
Well, everybody does that, right?
I know. It's just I'm trying to be more professional.
We have a cough failing. Switch, not a booger switch.
Yeah, you don't have
when to, I saw him going for the handkerchief, I started looking for, like, where's the mute button over there? And I just...
Where's the booger switch? Do you have a fart switch?
Right there.
Stop it.
Is it appropriately labeled?
It's called mute.
Oh,
okay. Do you have more to say on that particular
phone thing?
Because I've got something else, kind of related.
Okay. Blue-violet light has the potential to put us at greater risk of macular degeneration.
That's no good.
Opticians say that although good blue light, which is blue turquoise, is needed to help regulate biological clocks, it is also thought that extensive exposure to blue-violet light can disrupting sleep patterns and affect moods. Way to go. BBC.co.uk.
Good editing.
Yep. So there you go.
Hmm.
They're producing the wrong kind of blue light.
Do you want to know what else can mess with your health?
Uh-oh.
Extended. Randomly list anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's this one's just for you, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Because I know how much you enjoy sleep. Tim, do you enjoy sleep?
No. I.
The older you get, the less you need. Yeah. So.
Okay, but you do.
What little I get, it's okay.
All right, well, maybe this explains
some
things.
Actually, I'm unconscious when I'm sleeping, so I really don't know.
This might... Smart guy. This might explain some things about Tim, then, mm-hmm. if he doesn't get enough sleep. Extended sleeplessness leads to irreversible brain damage.
Irreversible.
Yes.
Like the kind you get from drinking too much alcohol.
Late shift workers.
Or holding in your farts.
Late shift workers, students, and other night owls take note. A new sleep study from researchers at the University of Pennsylvania has shown for the first... Okay, I'm done.
It's on my glasses.
We're cranky.
Oh, jeez.
I'm giving you a long pause so you can cut.
But that wasn't funny.
I don't think he thought it was.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. I got pop up my nose. What? Do you happen to know the production company that does The Walking Dead? The name?
No, I could probably find out.
Is it really bothering you that much that you... anyone listening who doesn't live in the Atlanta area.
Oh my God.
The pollen thing is, it's almost as bad as ice or snow.
Yeah.
It does to everyone's nasal passages what ice and snow does to the roads.
AMC Studios.
It's just AMC Studios. It's called Studios.
Well, okay. In conjunction with Circle of Confusion, Darkwood Productions, and Valhalla Motion Pictures.
Okay.
So well, it's a partnership.
I guess there's there are quite a few studios around here now. Tax incentives and whatnot have
right, because everybody's coming here to film.
Business here to make their things. One of which is Pinewood Studios. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
Home Depot is opening a new store in the South Metro Atlanta next month. Okay, that would be this month. Sorry, this was from the end of March, so yeah, now we're in April.
We're a few days in, it's easy to make that mistake.
Opening a new store in the South Metro Atlanta this month, but the public won't be allowed to shop there. The Atlanta Home Improvement Chain has built a 45,000 square foot store dedicated solely to Pinewood Studios, the British filmmaker behind James Bond and the Harry Potter series. It's just for them, for building supplies, to build their sets. A whole Home Depot.
Wow.
I think it's going to be open 24 hours.
Why here?
Because of, as we just discussed,
to make it more clear, I guess,
many television and movie production companies
come to Atlanta because there's huge tax incentives.
This is in English?
It's based in England, yeah.
Oh,
but they've,
okay. So they're not going to be producing.
No, they're not making a big. They're not making a big theme park here. They're going to be making the things to make the theme park, right?
Theme park
or what? I guess I
sets.
I was movie half reading. Set. Oh, movie sets. Gotcha. Just brain fart. Okay.
The building, which will resemble a warehouse without the usual store markings, is much smaller than an average Home Depot. One challenge will be making sure the store has the materials the studio might need round the clock. Nails, wood, paint. It will be harder if the studio blows up, more difficult to get materials in a scene that the director later thinks need to be reshot and needs new supplies at a moment's notice. So.
Hmm. Big bin of zombie parts.
Yeah.
That they can set dress everything with. Here's our body parts aisle. At your Home Depot.
It's a Home Depot.
Where can I get body parts?
Right over there.
Table saws are over there, sir. You can make your
make
own.
Make your own. Okay.
Wah, wah. Hey, I decided we need to go back and film some scenes for flashbacks at the prison. Oh, we demolished the prison set. Oh, well, we need to rebuild it. Thank God there's this Home Depot open at 2 a.m. just for us. Something wow. like that. I have one more item.
Okay.
Do you know what March 31st is or was? But it is every year.
Right.
But we're just past it.
I gotcha.
Yeah. It's a World Backup Day. Don't be an April Fool. Be prepared. Back up your files on March 31st. Did you back up your files on March 31st?
No, because you didn't warn me.
I was aware of this, but I had forgotten about it, of course. But do you know what I did on March 31st?
You backed up your files.
I backed up all of the Nerdburger stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Just coincidentally. Because. Yeah.
Okay, and to explain, why do you back up your files on March 31st?
Because April 1st is April Fool's Day.
And people send you stuff. And other people
it's because people will...
Right, because a-hole virus, you know, people will fire off emails and everything trying to get you to look at something look at something funny or make you believe that something happened or whatever. You know, all your stupid April Fool's pranks that happen every year. The dumb ones where they try to convince you something. And they give you some zip file or some linky or some exe or whatever.
With a virus.
That comes
destroys
in and
all
chomps
stuff.
Up everything.
Well, that's one possibility. They don't.
I'm just curious as to why it was the 31st. That was my guess, was because people get all excited about seeing all the
right.
phony stuff and trying to figure out what's real and what's not on April 1st.
Why don't you guys get carbonite like I have? And then you don't have to worry about backing anything up.
It just backs up in the cloud.
It backs itself up to the cloud.
Carbonate does?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What did you think it was doing?
Copying my files.
To?
Putting them away.
Where?
I don't care. But I'll tell you something. When you need them, you can go get them.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yep.
From?
Wherever they back them up.
Cloud,
right?
The cloud.
He was doing that earlier, talking about the cloud.
Doing hand making hand gestures, making fun of it.
No, yeah. Now wait.
You were.
Well, yeah, but that's different. But she who must be obeyed.
That would be my mom.
Wants to print pages from a cookbook that I gave her. But I didn't give her the book. I gave her
the Kindle version.
Kindle version.
So okay. How do you print a page print from a Kindle book for reference? Now, this is a common thing, apparently. You buy a cookbook or some kind of manual or something that you want to have handy.
Mm-hmm.
You would just normally just make a copy. Like, people do all the time. You work in an office with women. There's always, like, photocopies of recipes flying around, right?
No,
but that happens in my office.
But I understand what you're talking about.
Okay. You understand how that would happen. You just don't see it. Yes. They don't share with you.
No.
So I took the first...
The women who work in my office don't cook.
Oh, really?
Well, one of them doesn't. She's kind of proud of that. It's weird.
They don't cook. They must be Southerners.
Anyway.
They deep fry.
Two sticks of butter and everything.
Deep fry.
Yes, but Kindle. Printing from the Kindle.
You can't. For obvious copyright reasons and whatnot, it's not a feature.
Okay.
So I downloaded it to the cloud.
Yeah.
And now I have to get it from the cloud to the computer.
Right. Thankfully, they have something called Kindle for PC, which allows you to read your Kindle books on your computer screen.
Ah.
So all you do is bring up the page on your computer and do your print screen function.
Right.
So that's how that works. He doesn't know what print screen is, though, so I had to give him detailed instructions, which he has not followed through yet.
I have to find them.
Yeah. They're in your text messages.
They are, really?
So anyway, your good guess, they don't specifically mention that somebody might give you a virus.
I was just wondering
why. Because it's April Fool's Day.
Gotcha.
I think it's just the timing so that they can have their little slogan that says, don't be an April Fool.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just a way to pick a date.
They were trying to be clever.
Right.
And I actually came up with, like, something that might be a valid reason.
Yeah.
Maybe.
An actual use case scenario. So remember that next year, everyone.
March 31st, all carbonate.
Or figure out your own backup solution.
Actually, Symantec, they back you up too.
Do they?
So I'm being backed up twice.
To the cloud.
All right, I have an editorial.
Ooh.
I actually wrote this up
so that you have opinions
really
on things?
Sum up my thoughts, yes. Now, Tim, have you ever watched How I Met Your Mother?
Mm-mm. Yeah, watched a little bit of it last night.
I did?
Yeah.
It didn't impress me.
Okay, well, you you're not into the show, that's fine. So I apologize, this isn't going to mean anything to you.
It's okay.
Maybe it'll actually mean a little bit because it kind of describes some things about the show, but it's going to spoil the ending, so sorry, Tim.
That's okay. Story of my life.
They just aired their last episode.
Very last.
After 9 years.
So everybody out there, this is a spoiler for the series finale of How I Met Your Mother.
Spoilers.
All right. Mike and I talked a little bit earlier in the week about it, and mm-hmm. I think I've summed it up here. This is probably all that really needs to be said.
I'm probably going to agree
on
with
our
all
end. All right.
We both independently came to exactly the same conclusion.
Right. Here we go. All week, people have been crawling out of the internet woodwork to complain about the series finale of How I Met Your Mother. Complaints range from we didn't get to know Tracy well enough to why spend a season setting up Barney and Robin's wedding only to show them divorce 15 minutes later, to we never see Ted grieve over his dead wife, to the finale itself, the finale felt rushed, to dozens of other nitpicks that all come down to personal preferences for the finale of a sitcom. To the people that wanted more Tracy, wedded bliss for Robin and Barney, more time with Ted crying, a longer play out for the finale, or any other idealized perfect, in their own minds at least, wrap-ups to the show, you've missed the point of the show. How I Met Your Mother has never been about the mother. It has always been about Ted's journey and, more to the point, his relationship with Robin. When Ted first falls in love with Robin, she was incapable of being the person Ted needed her to be to fulfill his romantic ideal. She was career-driven, didn't want kids, in fact, couldn't have kids, and didn't play the bass guitar. Over the run of the show, she was never a great girlfriend, not to Barney, not to any of the other boyfriends. It wasn't until after Ted met Tracy and Robin underwent some very particular personal growth that she realized what she had missed, and it forced her to distance herself from the gang in the hopes of the realization that this realization wouldn't sting so much. While Robin was busy not being right for Ted, Ted went in search of his perfect partner. It took a long time, some would say too long, but eventually he met the right woman. Tracy is custom made for Ted. She yep. shares his dorkiness and his sense of humor. She appreciates his slightly douchey intellectual side, and she plays bass guitar. But, as it turns out, she also has a rapidly approaching expiration date, something that nearly everyone who dislikes the finale wasn't prepared for. Life is not perfect, not for Ted, and not for the woman who is perfect for Ted. This was the sadness punch that knocked out all the people staggering from Robin and Barney's divorce and Marshall and Lily's ups and downs and Robin distancing herself from the group. Was it pretty? No. Was it fair? No. Was it realistic? Certainly. But more importantly, it was true to the show. How I Met Your Mother has never backed down from delivering sad news. In the final 2 minutes, we learn that Tracy has been gone for 6 years, as Ted tells his story. Why does Ted take so long to tell a story that only involves his wife for a short portion of it? Why does he put those kids through such a grueling shower of unreliable narration? Because deep down, he's asking their permission to date again, to move on with his journey, and his kids are right there with him, pointing out how his whole story was really about how much he loves Robin. And that is what the show has always been about.
Well said.
I'll get off my soapbox, and let's talk to Tim.
Well said, I guess.
If you got a problem with any of that, you can go cry on the internet with everyone else.
Yes.
Cry on the internet.
With all the people who are complaining. Never mind.
The billions and billions of complaints that everybody's just bandwagon jumping and. Okay. So let's talk about Tim's latest foray.
I am divorcing myself from UVerse.
the cable half of it anyway.
Right? Okay.
The TV end. How's that going?
Interesting process.
You haven't actually done anything yet. You're just researching.
I'm still researching. The key is to find the perfect antenna, which I think is going to be the future of TV. Not cable, but maybe a combination.
Whatever you can get over the air?
Over the air. In our area, it's anywhere between 30 and 50 TV stations.
Wow.
Depending on where you are.
Yikes.
And but you got to have just the right antenna. And I'm researching that.
And what have you found?
I don't know.
Are you overwhelmed yet?
I found a guru.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a neighbor who supposedly found the perfect antenna from someplace in Indiana, which scares me a little bit. Custom made. But I haven't talked to him yet, so I've got.
Is it made in Erie, Indiana? Is that why it's scary?
I think Butler. That's even scarier.
Because it has butt in the name.
Yeah, I saw that coming. Ring your little bell.
No, I did. Was it?
Let the record show that Craig prompted me to ring the bell.
Yes, I will report back in the fall.
All right.
But the key, the starting point for this process is to sit down and keep a diary of what you watch.
So you know what you need in order to get the things you watch.
What you need, yeah, yeah.
Or so at least you can find out what percentage of the things you currently watch you will still be able to watch. Right. Because you're not going to be able to watch all of it, probably. Yeah.
The only thing we're going to miss, and I'm not going to miss it.
Not in the same format.
No.
You might not be able to watch a TV show, but you can still get the rent the DVDs a year later.
Right. You know, or watch it streaming a year later.
Yeah. Right.
You'll just be, mostly you'll be a year behind in everything, or a season behind.
Some things, right.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff, yeah. The only thing I'm going to miss is a National Geographic. No. National. Yeah. No, I'm Smithsonian.
One of those science-y channels that occasionally have science-y stuff that you can turn on when there's nothing else on TV and fall asleep to.
Yeah, right.
Which is mostly what cable TV is.
Right.
Smithsonian Channel.
It's like probably 80% that, which is why it doesn't really work for everyone. And that's why, you know, there are calls for a la carte consumption, you know.
There was talk of that 2 years ago.
That's probably not going to happen
no.
for a while.
It'll happen eventually.
Yeah, it's going that way, but.
It's gonna.
They're gonna be forced into it rather than.
It's gonna have to because the younger generation aren't attached to the cable.
Nope.
They get everything over their computers online. They watch things on their computers and their tablets and things. And it's just gonna. There's gonna be more and more of those people. as the older generation shuffles off, as it were.
One of those stock.
The new generation is going to. Mike waved at his dad. Jeez.
You know, it's almost like they want me to crawl inside the crematorium. Just kind of crawl in myself and close the door.
Wow. I was expecting you to say crawl inside the casket or something. No, you went right to the crematorium.
Right to the
wow.
big barbecue, yeah.
Who's they?
What do you mean?
Me and Lori?
Yeah, you and your sister. You know,
it's time.
Whoa.
Sign the check and get your ass Whoa. In the crematorium.
Jeez, that was Lori, not me. I'll tell you right now, that was not me. Wow. I enjoy your company.
I do too, Tim, for the record. I see you a couple times a year.
Would you like to be his new daughter? To replace Lori?
What are you trying to say?
New child, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
You're not winning any points this episode at all.
Sorry.
I bring gifts and I get this?
Back to what you said.
Oh,
Back to what Craig said.
Right.
Point to Craig. That's what that was.
Gotcha.
One of these stock gurus told me that cable TV is a bubble that's ready to burst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't buy any stock in cable TV companies.
No,
what
the whole thing is going to change.
How?
I don't know.
No, you do know. You told me. Now tell us again.
I forgot. The computer.
Okay, Mike, what did he tell you?
Something about all of the lesser cable channels, like your Discovery networks and all that kind of stuff.
Secondary.
All of those, they're going to produce and sell their own programming to mm-hmm. local stations.
Mm-hmm. They're going to outlet it through local stations, right?
So you're going to be able to get all of those, you know, Discovery Channel, Learning Channel, mm-hmm. whatnot shows over your over-the-air HD antenna.
Without having to subscribe to Netflix.
Cable.
But that I like that idea. No, Netflix. You won't have to do that anymore. It'll come through the local channel.
We won't get it all.
Not all of it.
You'll still have to. You'll have to have the internet, and you'll have to have your HD antenna in the attic or on the roof or wherever, and you'll have to have mm-hmm. Netflix or Amazon or Hulu or some combination of those.
Just for reference, the HD antennas are not real expensive.
No, they're not.
$50 is not a bad price. For a good one. I know it's good because it's for sale on Amazon.com.
So you're going to keep
it
us...
It gets good reviews?
4.5 out of 5.
So you're going to keep us apprised of the ongoing story of how you met your antenna?
Yes. And this one that I found...
We need the theme song.
As a rotor. This is... I had techie things to say.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
You will appreciate this. It has a rotor, 360-degree rotor that's low voltage, 24 volts, powered off the juice in the cable.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to run house current to power the rotor. You can spin the thing around, the antenna around 360 degrees.
So you'll be able to get the Milwaukee
stations. I can point it east to get Milwaukee and point it west.
So you don't have to send somebody up under the roof to adjust the antenna like it was the 70s.
No, they had
one of the grandkids,
or stand there with the aluminum foil on the rabbit ears, and
they had hold
one leg up in the air and balance, and
they had
like that
hold back.
Like that, just like that, and then the picture's clear.
No, they had rotors back in the old days, but you had to power them off the house current, 110 volt. So when I really want to see weird freaky shit, I can turn it all the way around. And watch Madison TV.
Because that's where all the weird stuff comes
really
from.
Really weird, freaky shit. I'll give you an example.
Making note of where I have to insert the censor bleeps.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, did I?
Because you keep saying shit.
Damn it, now I gotta do it again.
This is a sign that was seen in a public bathroom. We, in the interest of, I'm going to paraphrase, in the interest of conservation, we have installed green toilets, which use much less water. Please flush twice to prevent them from plugging.
Yeah.
That shows the depth of thought that certain types of people put into their wacky ideas.
Now, this April Fool's Day recently here, I saw somebody had posted something up at their workplace and somebody took a photo of it, put it online. It was a comment saying that in order to conserve even more natural resources, conserve water and so forth, we are now asking all employees to not flush the toilets until they've been used 3 times.
Oh, God.
How do you know? Is there a counter?
Well, it's how many coilers there are in the bottom there.
Three different colors. Three different colors, Mike.
There you go.
Jeez.
That looks like 2.5.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. We got 2 coils in a soup can.
Whoa. Episode title.
Jeez.
Two coils in
the
soup can.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't care what women say. It's funny.
Oh, you boys and your juvenile humor.
Are we done?
Yeah, that should be the end.
Better be the end.
A counter. Hey, you started this.
Oh, no, I didn't.
It was your story. You told a toilet story.
3 times.
To that guy.
Yeah, but you guys started it back in my news thing. But where can they find us, Mike?
NerdBurgerShow.com, at NerdBurgerShow on the Twitters and the Facebook, and email us, NerdBurgerShow@gmail.com.
See y'all in the fall. See y'all in the fall.
Yes, thanks
for
coming.
That's right, you'll be back. Thank you for joining us again. And
I hope
with your unique brand of humor.
Let us know how you met your antenna.
You got it.
Almost.
On the next episode of Nerd Burger, Mike actually lets Craig finish his science news without crapping all over it with fart jokes and extended laughter. Go ahead.
Now we have to leave that in.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Bye.
This is bad timing.